Well, they tried. Let's give them that. I'm talking about the U.S. Senate this past Thursday took a vote on two bills in an attempt to keep the Obamacare subsidies from sunsetting at the end of this month. Twice. Two bills. One from one side, one from the other side. So, of course, there was absolutely no agreement. So we're looking more and more likely that at the end of the year, premiums are going to, on average, double for about 22 million Americans who get their health coverage through Obamacare, Affordable Care Act, call it whatever you want. Here are the two bills that were floated and sunk. The bill from the Democrats would have extended the Affordable Care Act funds for another 3 years. That fell by a vote of 51 to 48, with Senators Susan Collins, a Republican, and Josh Hawley, also a Republican, as well as Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan, both Republicans from Alaska, joining all the Democrats to support that one. Then we had the bill from the Republican side looking to let the ACA money expire and instead boost health care savings accounts. You've heard about this plan. While making changes to the insurance marketplaces, it will let adults earning under 700% of the federal poverty level to get $1,000 a year in a health savings account if they're younger than 50. That would go up to $1,500 per year. When you're between 50 and 64, it would expand the availability of lower tier, they're called the bronze and catastrophic Obamacare insurance plans, which have lower premiums and, of course, higher out-of-pocket costs. You have $1,000, and as you get older, $1,500. However, if you're paying $4,000 to $5,000 a year for your health care, that's about the equivalent of a Band-Aid for a stabbing. That bill also fell by a vote of 51 to 48. As far as the White House is concerned, Donald Trump likes the concept, he said. You'd think he'd try to avoid using that word, but he likes the concept of the Republican plan. Didn't endorse it, just likes it as his preferred measure. And if you're wondering, no, Trump has not offered a plan of his own. Some traditions you just don't want to break. Even some Republicans are saying that their own plan wasn't enough. See if you can guess who said this. I'm quoting here. I think giving people more money to pay for their deductible is a great idea. I think we probably still need to do something on premiums because you can't use the HSAs on premiums. That's just the law. So, you know, there's probably more to do there. Who said that? Republican Senator Josh Hawley. Now, on the House side of things, leadership over there is hoping to hold a vote on a health care bill this coming week because that's about all the time they have. Yeah, it's time to go home for Christmas. So if nothing happens next week in one side or the other, and you're relying on the Affordable Care Act for affordable health care coverage, you better really, really start thinking about exercising and eating a better diet.